Blog Talk Radio.
A Monday warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride.
Good afternoon on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever and whenever you may be listening. My name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the studio of eloquentonline.net in beautiful New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof. And he's still a long, long walk, but a short flight on the Millennium Falcon out in Charleston, South Carolina. Dr. Troy Hall is in strategic planning today, so we're hoping to get him back after the 4th of July holiday. If not, we're going to have Dr. David Tuyo with us next Monday. So it's just me, not next Friday. It is Friday today. Yes, it is Friday today. So it's just me today. We've got a great show for you. The name of the show, The Power of Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? The name of the episode today, The Power of Partnerships. We're going to talk about a new partnership between the New York Credit Union Association and a Chicago-based fintech firm, Spring 4, and what they're planning to do for the financial marketplace. And of course, it's all brought to you in part by XDI.com, X-Ray Delta India.com, Express Data Incorporated. Hey, you have to send out statements. It's the rules. You have to do it. People want to know how much money they have in their account. They need to know things. And of course, you want those statements to be accurate, efficient, elegant, and of course, use them as a communicative medium for telling the members about all the other great products and services you have at your credit union, XDI.com, X-Ray Delta India.com. And don't forget to be out in Del Mar, California at the racetrack Saturday, August 5th for the XDI, the fifth annual XDI Chili Challenge. If you think someone at your credit union can make a great bowl of chili and you win, you get a really cool trophy. But more importantly, you get to come back from that event with a check for $5,000 if you win to donate to the charity of your choice with your credit union, which is really cool because usually when you come back from an event, you have an expense report. This time you'll have a check that you can donate to the charity of your choice if you win. There are no participation trophies at the Chili Challenge. Starting a new feature today, I had a great conversation. He was one of the Q's next top credit union executives, the winner, Alex Castley, up in Canada. We had a great conversation today. We are both a little irritated with LinkedIn and what LinkedIn has devolved into. Listen, folks, I love networking and meeting people and seeing results. I do not need to see the pedantic photo about the wolves walking in a row and all the other memes and all the other affirmations that are out there on LinkedIn. That stuff belongs on Facebook. It does not belong on LinkedIn. And it's not just me thinking it. Alex is a millennial, very sharp guy. We had a great, great conversation. So we both decided to pick our favorite social media post of the week, favorite in air quotes. I'm not going to say who it is. I'm not trying to be mean. But this one was on Twitter. I got this one off of Twitter, and it was a tweet, and it said, the top 100 financial advisors. So if you have time to read through a list of 100 anything, let me know, because your time management skills are superior to my own. But all I could think of was the top 100 financial advisors. So if your Auntie M assumes room temperature, bites the floor, and leaves you $5,000 and you want to turn it into $50,000, maybe you should call somebody in the top 10. But if Auntie M or Uncle Festus leaves you $5,000 in a settlement or something and you want to lose all of it and have about $9 this time next year, I guess you're supposed to pick somebody between 90 and 100. I did not understand that tweet at all. I don't know who has time to read a list of 100 anything. And so we're going to continue to talk about the evolution, or in this case, the devolution of social media, because this is a social media platform, after all, Blog Talk Radio. Hey, the power of partnerships. Let's get to the good news. The good news is there is a new partnership between the New York Credit Union Association and Chicago-based fintech firm Spring4. It's designed to help financially struggling credit union members gain easier access to local resources and institutions that can help them improve their financial situation. I think more credit unions should be looking outside the credit union world for these types of partnerships. And we're going to ask our guest, the CEO and co-founder of Spring4, Rochelle Gorey, about Spring4 and about that question. Do credit unions need to be a little more creative in the partnerships that they strike for the benefit of their members? And we will do it all right after this. It's not the 4th of July, but it's coming up on the 4th of July. A little bit of Chicago to celebrate our Chicago-based fintech, super-duper Spring4, and the CEO and co-founder. Her name is Rochelle Gorey. Hey, Rochelle, how are you?
Hey, Jason. I'm doing great. How are you?
It is so good to have you on the show. Yes. All of our studio audience members have flunked out of the Taco Bell management training program and are all struggling financially. So they're going to be listening with bated ears to this interview. Hey, first of all, tell us a little bit about you and your career up to this point, and tell us about Spring4.
Great. Thank you, Jason, for having me on your show today. It's really an honor to be here. To let you know about myself and my career, I've spent my entire career working in affordable housing and community development, and I spent many, many years putting together partnership programs between banks, financial institutions, and nonprofit organizations to help increase opportunities for home ownership. And then I also worked a lot on helping to sustain home ownership opportunities, so making sure that people who were able to buy a home had the opportunity to sustain that opportunity, put together foreclosure intervention programs and loan programs that really help people get back on track with their mortgage. And that led me to the idea and the creation of Spring4.
And so tell us, so Spring4 helps folks that might be struggling with either finding housing or maintaining their existing house, correct?
Well, what we do at Spring4 is we really help to connect consumers to local, on-the-ground, nonprofit, and government resources that can help address any financial health issue that they're having. But the impetus and the reason that we started our company was that we saw way too many families lose their homes to foreclosure because they didn't know where to turn for help when they needed it most. You know, unfortunately, a lot of people carry, there's a lot of shame attached to financial challenges. And because of that, they're not sharing what they're experiencing in their financial lives with, you know, their neighbors, their relatives, friends. And so often they don't know about all of the great nonprofits that exist in their local community that can help them get back on track. So we wanted to create a technology platform that would make it possible for not only consumers to get in touch with the local nonprofits, but if they were working with their bank, that their bank could also help direct them to all of the great organizations out there.
That's awesome. Now, you've got a new partnership with the New York Credit Union Association. Tell us about that.
Yes, we do. We're super excited. We just launched our partnership. It actually went live June 1st. So we're partnering with the New York Credit Union Association because they saw a need to help their member organizations connect borrowers and credit union customers to on-the-ground financial health resources. Again, for that same reason that people often aren't aware of additional resources that can help reduce their household expenses, increase cash flow. And when we're able to do that, we see opportunities for people to pay back past due bills and begin to save for retirement, college, or maybe even a rainy day fund that prior to a Spring4 referral really wasn't possible. As you know, so many people are living paycheck to paycheck and can't afford a $400 expense. So if we can help route them to, you know, local resources that bring their budget down or their expenses down. You know, let's say heating and utility, if we help connect them to financial counseling or help with student loan debt, then we can see them take that savings and apply it to other areas within their household budget. And it's a win-win for all organizations that work with us.
Well, that's awesome. It sounds like the goal of this partnership is to facilitate people finding resources that they didn't even know existed.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm super excited to announce that since our partnership went live June 1st, so we haven't even closed out the month yet, but there were 2,200 referrals made already.
Oh, wow.
So I think that's a really strong start. And, you know, the New York Credit Union Association is really really excited about presenting this information to their members, and then their member organizations can look up resources for any of their borrowers that are having a difficulty. And then in addition to that, Owner's Choice, which is part of the New York Credit Union Association, they originate and service mortgages for smaller credit unions who don't have that capability. They're using it within their servicing and collections department to help make those connections for borrowers who may find themselves having difficulty paying.
That is really cool. You know, I'm in Texas. Your company is from Chicago. You're in Michigan, and we're talking about the New York Credit Union Association. These financial hardships know no geographic boundaries. And I think it's great that the New York Credit Union Association looked outside their geographic region for a partnership. I think, personally, that credit unions should look at opportunities for partnerships well outside the credit union marketplace, where a lot of times a lot of the, you know, real innovation is occurring. I think it's always helpful for people to look outside their own industry, you know, parameters. Tell us if you agree, and what is the goal for this partnership?
I absolutely agree. So I think we can all win when we think about and structure innovative partnerships to get the job done. So, you know, our goal is really to help additional people, customers, get access better financial health. And we know that can happen when they know about resources that help reduce household expenses, increase cash flow. So I think there's a lot of emphasis on financial education, literacy, and budgeting, which is very great. But when you're living paycheck to paycheck or something happens in your financial life, it's super important to be able to access resources that can provide tangible benefits, you know, in the short term and help you address what's that emergency that's going on in your life today.
If there is a credit union listening or somebody from a different league listening today, can they work with you as an individual credit union, or would they have to partner with you through a league partnership?
No, absolutely. We're interested in working with any credit union that wants to help promote financial health for their membership. And, you know, we're also interested in working with other state associations as well. I think that the association has the power to get the word out to their membership. So, you know, either angle works for us. Spring 4, we're active in 175 cities across the U.S., so we are a really great partner for individual credit unions or, you know, statewide associations. We're available in all 50 states, and if there's a market, a smaller town that we don't have already in our database, we're happy to work with a credit union to look for resources that make sense for their membership.
Well, that's really great. And there are a lot of great credit unions all across the country. And like I said, this sounds like something that is meeting a legitimate need. I did have a friend that was in that difficult situation a few years back, and they said it was just very difficult to work with their mortgage lender, kept asking for more paperwork and more this and financial statements. And it would just be a constant circle with no end result. And it sounds like you guys find ways to help people that are looking to maintain their residence. And I think that's probably something that is, again, that knows no geographic boundary. People that are having some financial hardships, I think, are probably always happy to find something like this that provides them with some additional options, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome. Well, if people want to find out more about Spring 4, what's the best thing for them to do?
They can go to www.spring4.cc, and they can look us up on LinkedIn, or they can look me up at LinkedIn, and I'm happy to talk with anyone that might be interested. They can also reach me at Rochelle@spring4.cc.
Awesome. And she does return emails.
Spring
F-O-U-R.
F-O-U-R.
That's right. It's not the number. It's not the number four. And I've got it spelled out in my notes. I've got spring and the number four, but that's because I'm lazy. But I did spell it out in the show description the right way. We've been visiting with Rochelle Gorey. She is the co-founder and CEO of Spring Four, talking about her new partnership with the New York Credit Union Association, Spring Four, a New York Credit Union Association. And it's designed to help financially struggling credit union members gain that easier access to local resources to help improve their financial situation. But it's not all work. I'm sure there are things that you enjoy doing when you're not working. What are some of your favorite things to do when you're not working?
Well, I love to travel and see new cities, new countries. So I've been to over 30 countries, and I love spending time with my family. I have two young girls, 11 and 13.
Ooh, wow. That'll keep you busy.
Yeah.
Well, that is great. Hey, listen, we wish you the absolute best on the new partnership. A quick shout out to Ron McLean up at the New York Credit Union Association. We've done some work for them in the past, a great, great association serving the credit unions of the great state of New York. And we wish you the very, very best in everything you do, Rochelle. Thank you so very, very kindly for joining us today.
Thank you, Jason. It was a pleasure, and I look forward to talking with you in the future. Thanks so much.
Awesome. Rochelle Gorey, everybody. Great job. Yep, yep. And we'll be right back after this.
A lot of credit unions are here, but if you're not here, you're not participating in something that credit unions ought to be here doing. We're raising money for charity, we're having fun, we're spending time together, and we're making some great choices.
That is Bill Burney talking about the XDI Chili Challenge straight out of San Diego press release. XDI hosting its fifth annual XDI Credit Union Chili Challenge on Saturday 5th at the world famous Del Mar Thoroughbred Club Racetrack. And the company announced earlier this week a record number of teams, 20 teams, will be competing for $14,000 in prize money, which will be donated to charities of the credit union's choice. That breaks last year's record of 19 teams. And I have a big personal announcement. Yes, I will be one of the MVP judges. So I will be out there judging the chili, and I love chili. It is a staple in the Southern diet. It is a uniquely American food, and I'm looking forward to that. And we're hoping next week, we've had a lot of great shows, and so we're talking about that social media show, kind of looking at what I think is sort of LinkedIn going in a not the greatest direction ever, working on another show. It's going to be kind of a tricky show to do, dealing with some of these issues in the credit union marketplace that I'm seeing a lot of stuff about. I saw a post a couple weeks ago. I guess it had to do with, you know, women not being paid the same, women not achieving leadership positions in credit unions, and basically talking about the lack of empowerment that women have. Well, I think it's the fourth week in a row we've had a very empowered young lady on the show. And I don't think that a woman should accept less money for the same job. And if she is being discriminated against, I think she should absolutely take the legal action that's required to remedy that. There are lots of civil laws that allow for that. But the notion that women are not empowered, I cannot agree to that. Women today have the most modern communicative mediums available to them. Women graduate from college in greater numbers. Women attend college in greater numbers. Women get advanced degrees in greater numbers than men. Women live longer than men, and they inherit more money than men. And I don't know. I just don't think there's never any logic in generalizations, but the notion that, that women are being actively discriminated against, it could just be a generational holdover from that 20th century, that at some of these bigger credit unions, based upon the generational makeup of the board, that it has been their tendency to select men in those positions. I'm not saying that's right, but I do think it's going to change. Just like In the late 1970s, it was very rare to see your commercial jetliner piloted by a female. And nowadays, it's very normal to see a woman flying a commercial jet aircraft. I don't know that it was discriminatory. It was just generational at the time. And so we're trying to figure out a right way to have that conversation. Now, the people that posted all that stuff, Wendy Cleveland from Alta One Credit Union, who apparently credit union gives her the time to do all of this, started the Lean In Circle. I do not know what that means. I don't know what we're leaning into, but I joined it. I joined the Lean In Circle. They actually accepted me after they didn't at first, and I pointed out to them that discrimination against any gender is probably not how they want to get started with their new advocacy, and so they let me into the Lean In Circle. It has been a week. It has been a week, and nothing has happened. So if you are out there as a female and you think you're not getting equal pay for the job you're doing at the credit union, I'm willing to help, and I'm willing to work with these well-intentioned people like Wendy with the Lean In Circle. But so far, all we've done is start the circle. We have not done anything, not one single tangible thing yet. And that is my point. Look, there is enough intentions out there in the world. I like results. I like coming on the show and celebrating results. This partnership is a result. The New York Credit Union Association and Chicago-based Spring 4, 2,200 referrals already. Okay, those are tangible results. And if you want to know why I'm so big on results versus intentions, I'd like you to walk down to your collections department today and let them know how they deal with people who say for 6 months, I intend to pay my car payment. I intend to pay my mortgage payment. How long does that work? Intentions do not keep the lights on at credit unions. Results do. And if you don't believe me, go ask any chief lending officer at any credit union, any CFO at any financial brand, and they're going to tell you intentions do not pay the bills. And so we're looking forward to great shows as we get into the summer. We're hoping to have Dr. Troy back soon. You've been listening to The Power Performance, the show that asked the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? My name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the studio of eloquentonline.net. And until next we speak, we'll talk to you all next week. Happy 4th of July, everybody. Talk to you soon.
That's all, folks.